And what might you drink with that?
Oh, I'd probably drink a Coke.
Okay, what would you call, say, a 7-Up or a root beer?
Just that.
Do you have one word to describe all of those?
Oh, well, you know, pop, soda.
Okay. All right.
Soft drink. Oh, well, that's two words.
Okay. And what else would you might you drink with it if you didn't want a soft drink?
You could always drink water, iced tea, milk.
Something comes in 6-packs?
Oh, beer.
Okay, any slang terms for that?
Brew. We use B-R-E-W. Brew. But beer is the most, just doesn't lend itself too much to being changed.
Okay, what kind of things could you buy at a bakery that might be served for breakfast?
Buy at a bakery that might be served for breakfast.
You could also buy in a grocery store.
Like muffins?
Okay, or...
Wait a minute.
Usually sweet, but
that's... Rolls, you mean things like a sweet roll that
you
might have for continental breakfast.
Yeah, now are those individual pieces?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm not offended the continental breakfast too tough.
Okay. Do you have a name for the thing that's round, that has to be cut up and served? It's got sweet stuff on it.
I really wouldn't know what the whole thing would be called.
Okay. Would you use coffee cake?
Okay, yeah. I'm not into sweets, but the girls a lot of times bring them in the office, coffee cake and all.
Okay.
But now what form, it seems to me that theirs was square, which is what's throwing me off.
Oh, but it still would be called a coffee cake.
They have bought coffee cake here.
Okay.
Going to school, we used to call things like cinnamon rolls, for instance, and squat our lunch money, sneak and do that.
Okay. What do you call a thing that has hole in it?
The donut.
And what do you call the sweet stuff?
Icing, frosting, the icing, frosting.
Okay.
The glazing, the glaze.
And this could be all on donuts, same
thing? Oh, you can put it all, so many. But, if it's like chocolate covered, it would be like the icing on it,
And could it have chocolate frosting on the donut, or would you say chocolate icing?
I think I would tend to go with that. Frosting to me seems to denote the cake, So I don't know.
Okay. Do you have a name for a rectangular frosted donut? Or iced donut?
I've seen them. Again, not being in the sweets. I can't think of them.
Okay, have you heard of a Long John?
No. I can't say that I have, not in that context.
Okay. And what would you call a donut that has jelly inside it?
Jelly-filled donut.
Have you heard of a Bismarck?
You're still talking about pastry.
We're referring to a donut. Okay.
Is that the twisted?
What do you call the twisted?
I don't know.
You just would say twisted.
No, I really do. I've seen them. I've seen the name on them, especially the pre-packaged ones. But I'm not into it. I don't know.
Okay. Have you heard of a crawler?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let's see. If a woman's washing the dishes or something, she might remove her
ring.
Okay. Do you have any words for very fancy ones, real big, pretentious rings?
No, not particularly. I can't think of. You said, do I have any next one?
No.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
You're talking about the stone or the whole ring itself. You might refer to the stone as look at that rock. Something like that. But
that means only the stone then.
Right.
Okay.
But of course, realizing the stone is not just sitting there, it has a setting around it but that holds it. But generally, I guess if I were referring to a ring, or if I complimented anyone on the ring, more than the design or the overall ring itself, it would probably be the stones that would catch my eye. And I would either call them stones or rocks, whatever.
What would you call pants that either men or women styles that come right above the knee?
The pebble pushers.